Your phone was very important to us.
Please
stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available.
No, you'll never answer. Dumb fuckers. I hate shit. I hate everything.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. But now you should be somehow realize that you gotta do.
Let's go, somebody.
I believe that anybody feels the way I do.
Shut the fuck up.
Greetings. My name is George with Restorify. How can I help you today?
Oh, I'll be darned. My name's Mike Rodak. I was just yelling at the phone. So, anyway, I'm glad you answered. I'm a funny guy, but anyway, you got a funny song there to begin with. So, okay. All right. Are you in any way affiliated with Intoxiloc?
I work for Intoxiloc, Restorify Intoxiloc.
Okay.
How can I help you today, sir?
Well, you guys contacted me and said you could expunge my record.
The DWI from the public. Yes, sir, we can help you to do that. It's not a guarantee. First, we've got to check to see if you're eligible, and once eligible, we can proceed from that. The pre-screening is totally free. It does not cost a dime, okay? And all I need from you is just an email. Excuse me?
Oh, yeah, I'm just listening. I'll write it down here. Okay. Sure. You mean my email
yes, please.
Address, MikeRodak@hotmail.com.
Mike Rodak?
Of course, you know.
That would be spelled R-O... Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Mike.
R-O-D-E-C-K at hotmail.com. Yeah, like row the boat and deck of the ship. Yeah.
Okay. So I have, let me just recap for you, Mr. Rodak. I have a Mike Rodak at hotmail.com. Is this right?
Yes, sir. Yep. In lower cases, I guess. That's I've been yelled at all my life, so by somebody, the wife. So anyway,
I'm sorry to
that
hear
must
that.
Have been my problem. So yeah. Anyway, okay. So just to share, I don't mean to make you laugh. I hope not. So, but that's what I'm trying to do. Anyway.
Okay. We'll be more than happy
anyway,
to help
yes.
you with this, Mr. Rodak. Just one more thing. May I please have your date of birth?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. 324-54.
324-1954. Okay. Okay, yes, let
sir.
Me just recap on your email so I know we have the correct one. Your first name, you would spell it M as in Mike, I as in India, K as in Kilo, E as in Echo. Last name, R as in Romeo, O as in October, D as in Delta, E as in Echo, C as in Charlie, K as in Kilo at hotmail.com.
Yes, sir. Boy, that's pretty cool how you do that.
Thank you. And your date of birth would be 03-24-1954.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And you have my telephone number?
I was about to ask you, is this the best number to call you at? I have area code 612-889-9752.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay, great. Okay, well, Mr. Rodak, what will happen is the following. So now that I have walked you through the process, what's going to happen is you're going to receive an email from us, okay? And the pre-screening, the free pre-screening, is going to begin automatically, okay? So in the next 24 to 48 hours, they will let you know if you're eligible for expungement. If you don't mind me asking, if you are eligible for expungement, let me just give you some prices real quick. Once eligible for the expungement, this would be a total of $8.99, but it includes the approximate $8.99 if eligible.
$8.99?
No, $899. This includes the approximately $300 you have to pay in court fees. And our fee includes everything. So really, our service costs roughly around $5.99 plus court fees. And we could, and you know, we could save you thousands of dollars. Most attorneys, they charge for the pre-screening and the rest. But the pre-screening is totally free. That I can assure for you, okay?
Okay, all right. And it was $19.99 or something, and now it's free, right? So it said $19.99 screening.
The screening, yes, sir. It's free, yes.
Okay, so, and also, I can say yay or nay at this, when you contact me, yes, sir, or no, sir.
Of course, yeah. I mean, this is, there's no ties to this. You're not tied to anything, and you're not going to receive calls from other businesses, you know, just because we have your email. No, sir. It's just to see if you qualify or not.
No, I'm going to, okay. What if I had another DWI and another DWI, or, you know, and I ran into some, what I'm saying is if there's more than one, then the last one was the worst one. Get it? So the last one was the worst one. They took my license for 4 years.
My goodness, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay.
Yeah, so I was shit for brains for 4 years. And you think the first two would make you realize how stupid you are. And then you go, well, how the hell? Well, luck didn't run in my favor. Nope. I tried to ride with people, go with people, be let off, be put, and driven. But when things went wrong, it sure in the hell went wrong easily. And all it takes is one wrong, and then, or luck, because the asshole followed me when I left my friends and tried to come home on the freeway. Well, thank you very much, son of a bitch. Nice state trooper, you know. Hallelujah, you asshole. So, yeah. And he decided it was me. Luck, not luck.
Wow. I hear that.
And anyway, so if I had more than one, then killing one may not help a bit. You understand? That's my thought. So, and also, I'm 69 now. I should have learned my lesson a long time ago. You know, as a young man, you know, so, and if you have 2 in 10, you're completely a jackass. See, 2 in 10 years, you're an asshole. So, a complete asshole. And I'm just sharing, you know, I hope I'm not being rude to you. This is information.
No, sir. Not at all, Mr. Roderick. Not at all. I do understand. We all have, you know, hard times in our life. You know, we all go through hard things.
Right. Maybe my mean wife made me be so mean to myself. So maybe I was just being harshed out all the time. And every time I went out to have fun, I knew how to have a lot of fun. But anyway, just to share, I don't mean to be rude. I'm just trying to say, yeah, that was really fucked up. And whose fault was it? Me. I rode 40 years with a motorcycle club, and everybody was drunk and stoned. So, you know,
what kind of motorcycle?
As high as the other guys. So,
what kind of motorcycle club?
No Harley Davidson. Oh, West Bank Motorcycle Club, Minneapolis.
Oh yeah,
Minnesota.
Okay.
And I rode.
That's cool though.
42 years. So, I rode with them 42 years. So, and now I don't ride with them hardly a bit because it's the same old shit. They either go way too fast. Everyone yells, or somebody's been drinking. See my point? So, but you know what I love about life is socializing the most, okay? And that probably got me in more trouble, just meeting people and enjoying people for who they are and what they're up to and what they're about. So, anyway. Just to share, I just got out of the hospital about 3 weeks ago, less than that, and I almost died twice. So, I came out with open heart surgery.
My goodness. Wow.
My life is really different now. So, and they say no smoke, no drink, and, you know, no fun, right? So, anyway, just to share, it's a lot different now than it was with all the fun and frolic. So, anyway, just to say, yeah, so one expungement wouldn't kill the other two, would it? No?
No. Each one, you would have to pay the same cost for each different case.
Okay, so,
yes.
Yeah, and understand, I don't know if it would help me at this time in my life anyway, because I'm about ready to retire and crawl into a hole, you know? So, you know what I'm saying? Won't much matter anymore. So I hope you understand. I want to make sure I'm not being roped into something here at this time with you, because I called you guys. So.
No, not at all. I mean, like I mentioned earlier, Mr. Mike, there are no strings attached,
yeah.
And there's not going to be other companies, different companies
all
calling
right.
you just because we have your email. No, this is just to see if you're eligible or not. Remember,
yeah.
It's free.
And I appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome, and I appreciate you choosing Restorify. Thank you very much. We'll be more than happy to help you with this, okay?
Right, and I understand. I just wanted to share that and say, wow, I don't, you know, as far as future goes, I kind of made it already, but I'd like to live another 20 years if I'm smart. And the last thing I'll tell you, sir, to make you laugh, I hope, whenever the dancing girls are on the dance floor, and she's the best-looking gal, and she shakes her tambourine like no one else. I always went out there and took a chance and said, hey, no smoke, no drink. What do you do? And I put my arm out. And I hoped they would come with me, you know. I tried very hard. But fun in life, boy, it's a gift. So it's a gift. And I always thought that girl ain't drunk because she doesn't even leave the floor unless someone's slipping her a shot out there. She was too strong. All she wanted to do is have fun and dance. And those girls had a lot of enthusiasm, didn't they? So.
Well, that dance girls have a lot of enthusiasm. I would, you know.
Yes, yeah. You bet.
They have to.
Yeah. And yeah, and
I mean,
I will tell you one more thing. I can go out on the dance floor and get them so riled up. Me, just me, because I see all the hens out there, and I come out as a rooster. And I'm not even a great dancer. But before I leave the floor, I'm lifting their shirts, lifting their skirts, lifting the back of their tops, slapping them each one on the ass, all of them on the ass. And they keep coming back for the ass slapping, lifting, and shooting of the shirt. I lift them as high as they go, and the whole place will go up in smoke just because I went out there and decided that I was going to be the rooster, and these hens, I'm pissed off because they all dance together. You can't pick one anyway, but you go out there and go in there and go into the action. I've done that, sir, and it's no lie. You say, nobody does that in a public place to go, I do.
Yeah.
I'm only 5'4", and I get a lot of, I'm quite the, and I know you got to go to work, you're having a great day, my enthusiasm precedes me. So, anyway, so I hope I'm a stronger person for everything that's happening for me now, and I pray a lot now. So,
Me too.
Anyway, so just to share, all those things. Remember, yeah, don't let the hens dance alone. Go out there and go in there and say, hey, the hell's the matter with you? Wiggle around with them, and boy, you'll have a blast. One you won't forget. So all the girls on the floor, just wheedle in there and take them. Take them by force. Whether they like it or not, you'll be them. You'll get more hugs and kisses and lipstick all over your face. So, anyway, I like to rile them up. So, you have a good day, and let me know what happens. And I you've been very kind to listen to my banter.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mike. I already sent the email to you, okay? So in the next 24
okay.
to 48 hours, they will let you know if you're eligible or not, okay?
Okay, thank you very much, and you've been very kind, and thanks for listening.
Thank you, Mike, for choosing Restorify. You have yourself a great day.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Yep. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.